Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Tina Post of Post Winery in Altus, Arkansas, as she explains the depths they go to ensure quality control.
We take care of our vineyards, and we harvest, we haul that. We bring it to the winery, which it's just 6 miles away, which is really nice for assurance of fruit quality. And then we process it, we package it, we develop the package, and we distribute to at four different levels. We work with brokers, we work in different states, we are our own distributor, we also do retail. So we're a business, and I think this is just wonderful. It makes it really interesting always to that take something from the ground to the table. And usually that's not the case. You're one part of that, you know, in the process, but we literally do it from the ground to the table. You know, we built a distribution center that's temperature controlled. We use the same refrigeration that we use for our cold fermentation tanks in our distribution center. So everything is controlled. And, you know, with wine, that's a big thing. You need sterile filtering. You need, you know, we do liquid nitrogen drip on the line to everything to try and ensure the quality and being shelf stable. You know, back in the 60s, it was very different. We had a bunch of wooden tanks, and over the years, now we use wooden stays or wood chips for some of the things, but, you know, everything's stainless steel, cold fermentation. You either evolve or you won't get shelf space anymore. There's too much competition to not make good shelf-stable wine.
I can't imagine that it's an easy task running a winery the size of yours and the diversity that you have. So as a business, I'm sure you're always looking to pivot to something new or changing.
I think as a business, any business, you always have to be reinventing yourself because the markets change. You know, a couple of years ago for us in Arkansas, we had small farm winery laws, and now it's opened up to national brands. The competition got fierce. It's, you know, before it was a little easier because only small farm wineries could sell in your convenience stores, chain accounts, and now it's opened up. And so the competition is really fierce.
We'll take a short break, and when we come back, Tina will tell us what Post Winery is working on for the future.
Need to satisfy a hungry mind? Every week, Your Brain on Facts brings you science. Why does mint feel cold? History. King Charles II of Spain was so inbred, his family didn't bother educating him. Music. Many hit songs and even entire albums were written for revenge. Technology. The first video game was made on an oscilloscope in 1958. And every other topic under the sun. Look for Your Brain on Facts on your favorite podcast app or at yourbrainonfacts.com.
What have you got planned for the future?
One of the things we're doing is coming out with a line. It's kind of a new series we're putting together. And we're going to be doing, it's going to be unique to us wines, a little higher price. We're going to have smaller batches. It might be regional flavor, but it might be fruit from other areas. Like this year, we brought in fresh picked Cabernet fruit from the Yakima Valley in Washington. Washington State. It's going to be one in the series, but it'll, you know, we won't do thousands of cases. It'll be a smaller lot. Well, it's kind of fun if you're the winemaker to get to do that. And when you're working the tasting bar to say what the latest is in our winemaker series or whatever we're going to name it, which is we're working on that as we speak.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hey, this is Joseph Johnson from Texas. And my question to you is, why do people slurp wine when they drink it? Does it give them special power? Does it activate the wine? Because people look stupid and the slurping sound is really annoying.
Well, Joseph, maybe you should try it. Maybe it will release some magic powers. I know your mother probably told you when you were drinking from a straw, don't slurp. Don't slurp when you're eating your Fruit Loops. But the slurping aerates the wine in your mouth and helps intensify the flavors and aromas. Thank you, Joseph, for your entertaining question. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.